This is Phoebe North. I'm 22 years old from Nowhere, New Jersey, and I'm going to read two poems. The first is called Conjunct of Miletus and Front Street. He took you from the mountain, and shouldn't you be grateful, not searching those four corners of the finished basement apartment, leaving silent indentations on the soggy carpet, dancing across the linoleum while he is office gone. He leaves you bundles of baby's breath every evening, and though once you were courted by bowed worshippers, he tells you not to look, and you still don't. Tell him that it was your sisters who wove those beads of suspicion through you, made you search closets for old journals, rolled joints and let them burn, lighting bullet holes in paper, blistering those words he'd never let slip, even when sleeping. It's too late. You've spilled the oil, left marks in the shape of your fingers and toes, and he stretched his wings and already gone through the gasping window. The second poem is called Eulogy 1, Dulcinea. It starts the way all stories start, the frenzy in the kitchen, the overturned Quaker chair, the torn upholstery, the skin on her lips chapped and peeling, the raspberry mark at the base of her throat, a mirror of my own. They were all in love with her. I thought I might be missing something. She told me the gods favored drunks and children, and the chemical equation for transmuting base metals into golds. One shoelace dragging behind her across the crimson shag carpet. She was an even, could only take swallows in 2, 8, or 14. When she took off her stocking, I could see the ghost moth on her ankle. Not a sparrow or a butterfly, but those white wings pressed to the hot glass of a bare light.